You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Hey, it's Heather here at the Sound of Life, and you hit these milestones in your life, and you think, oh, okay, that's where I'm at. I bought a brand new pillow. First one I've bought in probably 10 years. I slept on it for the first time last night, and I was like, this is amazing. Why? Why did I not buy a pillow sooner? That's my first thing. And then second, how can a pillow bring me so much joy? Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
A normal day can produce a dream realized. I had a bunch of teenagers in my house last night, and I always wanted to be that house, you know, where we allowed people in. They kind of messed up our living room, which is what the boys did last night. Had cake and for my daughter's birthday. Lots of shoes, lots of cars, and it was exactly what I've dreamed of. It was glorious.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
You might want to check in on your friends this summer, especially if your friends have kids, definitely, or take care of kids. Ask them how they are. I had a friend who she's been going through a tough time, and I hadn't heard from her in like 4 or 5 days, and that was really weird. So I just texted her. And then I texted her again, and she didn't respond. And I was like, okay, I need to know that you're okay. She was like, yeah, we've had family in town. We've just been super busy. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Just want to make sure you're okay.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Someone else's perspective can radically change your idea on something. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, Jesus has talked about all these things. And he at the end, talks about building your house on the rock and how the rain will come, the floods will come, the winds will blow, and they'll beat on that house. But because you are on the rock, it won't fail. And I always thought that was like, I should be building my house on the rock. But the truth is, and this was the perspective I read this week, the rains come for everybody. The winds, the floods, the tornadoes, they come for everybody. Everybody has trouble in this life. The way that you make it through is by putting your house on the rock. And it also made me think about people around me who don't know Jesus and how when they do go through tough times, how I might be able to say to them, hey, I've gone through tough times and this is how I got through.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I think for a long time I had this idea that when someone else won, that meant that I lost. God is changing that in me. There's enough good to go around for all of us, right? And so when I see someone succeeding, when I see someone getting something good, I should actually celebrate that and not be like, well, it must be nice, because that's how sometimes I act. But I know that God gives me good things too. And even if I don't post on social media, I know that God's given me good things and he's given other people good things too.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You are making memories this summer and you might not even know it. I've just had an opportunity because I had a son graduate that I looked back at a bunch of pictures and I didn't realize that those were going to be memories someday. And I am not advocating you stand in front of your phone all summer long and take pictures, but know that there's going to come a point where your kids are going to look back and they're going to go, oh, remember when we did that trip? Remember when we did that? And those are going to be memories. So take pictures this summer and also put yourself in the pictures as well.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I have an issue with holding grudges. And this is something that I, especially when it comes to my kids, have thought, well, this is a good thing. Like I am showing my kids that I support them and that I am for them. And now I'm realizing that that's not the way that God wants me to be. And unfortunately, I've modeled that for my kids, that we hold on to things against people for a very long time. And this is something I feel like I need to backtrack on because I do feel like I've modeled that behavior. And I got to write that.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.